very pleased to bring in, by my book, one of the finest play-by-play announcers in the country, Doug Birdsong of Bucknell. Doug, it's great to have you with us.
Steve, it's great to be able to be on the show and talk with you and Kevin. Great job so far on the show. I think everybody is really enjoying it here in the area.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. And it turns out that you and I are both calling games tonight. Mine's an hour after yours tonight, but you have Bucknell tonight. 12 consecutive wins starting on New Year's Eve. Doug, what's been the common thread that really has allowed Bucknell to hit stride and start to fulfill what everyone thought they could do?
You know, I think probably, Steve, it's been great offense. The guys have shot 12 times this season. They've been able to shoot 50% or better in a game, including some 73, 74% halves in that stretch. I think it's just a diverse offense. People are hitting a multitude of shots, whether outside, inside, whatever, and it's just tough for the opposition to keep up with that kind of offensive explosion. It's not like Bucknell's putting up 100 points, but they're putting up 60, high 60s, low 70s, and the defense has consistently been good all year. And between those two, it's just kind of tough to slow down the Bison juggernaut.
And when you look at what they've done, I mean, Cameron Ayers is at 47% in three so far. And then you can bring Ben Brackney off the bench and hit 52%. I mean, that, you know, 41% in threes in this era, the point value is incredible per possession.
It really is, Steve. I mean, you'd well know that. You know, Tim Frazier had a great game against Nebraska the other night. Yeah. For Penn State. The threes mean so much. And when you have a guy like a 6'11 junior that Bucknell has in Mike Muscala, last year's Patriot League Most Valuable Player, you really have to pay so much attention to him. Guys slough off, you know, a guard or an extra forward or whatever. And when they slough off, that leaves somebody open. Sometimes it's Cam Ayers hitting those. You know, Ben Brackney certainly can hit them, as he did against Syracuse. Bryson Johnson last year set a Bucknell single-season record for making over 90 threes in a season. So there are a lot of guys who can certainly hit the open jumper, and there have been a lot of guys open because of Mike Muscala's contributions.
Give me an idea of the play of Joe Willman so far.
Joe is kind of the glue in many ways to this team. He is called upon to do so many different things, offensively certainly, but particularly defensively, Steve. The thing that he has had to do, particularly in this league where there are usually almost every team has four guards and one forward, let alone, you know, maybe a center. More often than not, it's a big forward to play the center position. He has to guard a guard. And at 6'7", although he can move his feet very well for a forward, that's really difficult to ask him to do. But he has done a terrific job there. Coach Paulson actually came up to him here about a week and a half ago and said, you know, Joe, this time last year you started to fade for whatever reason. It affected his offense, affected his defense, somewhat affected the Bucknell team as a whole. And he challenged him and said, I can't let you fade right now. If you get us the offense, that's great. We certainly can use it, but you really have to clamp down as much as you can defensively. Give us the boards. He had a great game in the last game there for Bucknell against Lafayette, and he really has risen to that challenge. And that's another thing that this team seemingly has. Every time Coach Paulson has produced a challenge, as a team or as individuals on the team, they have stood up to that challenge. Mike Muscala, here in the offseason, he said, you know, Mike, you're the MVP of the league last year, but we need you to rebound even more. You know, we really need somebody to get us 8.5, 9, maybe 10 rebounds a game, and Mike has done that. I mean, it's really amazing how these guys have looked at the challenge Coach Paulson has presented to them and stood up and said, I'm going to take that challenge head on.
And not just that, Mike has stepped up with nearly 3 offensive rebounds per game as well. Doug, best of luck tonight. Always great to hear from you. Can't wait to talk to you again. And great run so far by Bucknell.
Hey, thank you. Keep up the great work with the Nittany Lions. And the big question is, were you out there with Coach Chambers at the State College McDonald's handing out Big Macs?
Yeah, the reason is because I knew I could end up with a few.
That's a good reason.
Doug, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, my end too, Steve. Have a great call tonight.